हरे कृष्ण।
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय
जय गिरिवर धारी।
जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जनरंजन जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुनातीरवनचारी जय हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभुपदा शिल प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा शिल प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all devotees for today's morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, entitled Divinity and Divine Service, verse number 33.
Aso gunamayir bhavair. असौ गुणमयैर्भावैर् भूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मभिः स्वनिर्मितेषु निर्विष्टो
स्वनिर्मितेषु निर्विष्टो भुङ्क्ते भूतेषु तद्गुणान् भुङ्क्ते भूतेषु तद्गुणान् असौ गुणमयैर्भावै भूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मभिः स्वनिर्मितेषु निर्विष्टो भुङ्क्ते भूतेषु तद्गुणान् असौ गुणमयैर्भावै भूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मभिः स्वनिर्मितेषु निर्विष्टो भुङ्क्ते भूतेषु तद्गुणान् सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मभिः स्वनिर्मितेषु भूतेष्टो भुङ्क्ते भूतेषु तद्गुणान्
वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् असौ दट् परमात्मा गुणमयी इन्फ्लुएन्स्ड् बै द मोड्स् आफ् नेचर् भावै नेचुरली భూత క్రియేటెడ్ సూక్ష్మ సటిల్ ఇంద్రియ సెన్సెస్ ఆత్మభి బై ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ స్వనిర్మితేషు ఇన్ హిస్ ఓన్ క్రియేషన్ నిర్విష్ట ఎంటరింగ్ భుంక్తే కాజెస్ టు ఎంజాయ్ భూతేషు in the living entities tat gunan those modes of nature translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki translation the super soul enters into the bodies of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind Purport. There are 84 lakh species of living beings, beginning from the highest intellectual being Brahma down to the insignificant ant. And all of them are enjoying the material world according to the desires of the subtle mind and gross material body. The gross material body is based on the conditions of the subtle mind, and the senses are created according to the desire of the living being. The Lord, as Paramatma, helps the living being to get material happiness because the living being is helpless in all respects in obtaining whatever he desires, what he desires. He proposes and the Lord disposes. In another sense, the living beings are part and parcels of the Lord. They are therefore one with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living beings in all varieties of bodies have been claimed by the Lord as His sons. The sufferings and enjoyments of the sons are indirectly the sufferings and enjoyments of the father. Still, the father is not in any way affected directly by the suffering and enjoyment of the sons. He is so kind that he constantly remains with the living being as Paramatma. And always tries to convert the living being towards the real happiness. Om Ajnanatmirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Rupasindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present here so that I may be speaking something on this very exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, we are coming to the end of chapter 2. This is the penultimate verse. And in this last section of this chapter, Suta Goswami is answering the fourth question by the sages. The question which was made by the sages in the first chapter, that please describe the Lord's adventures in the various incarnations as Purushavatars. And in the last few verses, from verse number 30 to 33 here, Suta Goswami is explaining the various Purushavatars by which the Lord pervades this entire creation. And last couple of days, like we've been hearing in detail from Baldev Prabhu and Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, on the role of the Paramatma, the various the Purushavatars, basically there is we have the Karuna Dakshaya Vishnu. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord by His own potency, He created this universe and comprising of the three modes of material nature and the material cause and effect. And He enters this cosmic manifestation as Mahavishnu, and that is or the Karunadakshaya Vishnu. And then later on, as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, the Lord personally enters each universe and becomes the Paramatma for the universe. And also as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, He enters the living entity's heart. And stays there as the super soul, which is being described today. And in fact, this super soul actually pervades all things, and it appears to be, although it appears to be many Paramatma in each and every living entity or each and every atom, but still it is one without a second. And just like fire is permeating everywhere in the wood, that was explained yesterday. And in today's verse, Sut Goswami is saying that the super soul enters into the bodies
of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind. So here, the role of the Paramatma as a facilitator for enjoyment by the various living entities is being explained. So, of course, in the next chapter again, in the third chapter, again the role of the Purushavataras will be described in greater detail. But here we see Srila Prabhupada is making very significant points over here. He says that there are 84 lakh species of living beings, and from the highest intellectual Brahma to the lowest insignificant ant, all of them are enjoying in this material world according to their desires of the subtle mind. Of course, we are trying to enjoy based on our desires, and it goes without saying that we also suffer based on our karma. You know, whatever we have been, enjoyment we get based on our desire, and it has to be supported by our karmic fruits. And that is actually done with the help of the subtle mind or the subtle body. So in one of the lectures, His Holiness Raghunath Swami Maharaj was explaining that how it is only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is it possible. It is only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead that He can remain eternally in His residence in Goloka, and at the same time He can pervade the entire creation. And just like we have the sun also, comparison, although we cannot actually compare because there is nobody else, it's only possible for the Supreme Lord. But still, like the sun is existing in the sky far away, but yet through its rays and through its heat and light energy, He is pervading the entire creation. And here, the nature of the Paramatma is also explained. It is said that the Paramatma is aware of each and every thought which we have in our heart. And He sees each and every action which we do. He hears each and every word which we speak. And that too not for some time. He is doing that always. You know, continuously He is a witness. You know. And the Paramatma never sleeps. So He is always awake and always alert. And He is the constant witness. So when a devotee actually understands this, then he becomes very careful in his dealings. And because there is always like a constant CCTV is on, which is recording every action. And not that iska hard disk full ho jayega, toh baad mein fir purana wala mit jayega. Aisa nahi hai. It has a unlimited hard disk. And so in Bhagavad Gita also, it is explained. Krishna says that yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajaktante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever is the state of being one remembers at the time of quitting his body, so at the time when one gives up his gross body, the subtle body, it carries whatever thoughts and desires or and whatever is based on the accumulated karma, karmic results, the Paramatma actually assigns him a new body. And that he will attain without fail. And Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining that how each and every bacteria, a virus, plants, reptiles and all various living entities, the birds, bees, humans and even for the demons, the Lord is there in the heart as Paramatma and He is directing their wanderings, their movement in various higher up, either forward or backward. You know, like Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishthati Brahman Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. According to our desires and karma, He is directing us either forward or backward. And so we are given the free will. And the Lord is seeing that how we are using our free will. If we are using it properly, then we get the benefit. And if we misuse it, then again, He gives us punishment just to ensure that we actually make the right choices in life. So, Srila Prabhupada also explains that at the time of death, whatever is our consciousness, whatever we are thinking of, that is the next life which we get. Like, there are so many examples in Bhagavatam. And one very vivid example which we can think of is of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, at the time of his death, because his consciousness was totally engrossed in that deer, so then he got a deer's body in next life. And also there is the example of Puranjan, where he, at the time of death, he was thinking only of his wife, and so next birth he got that of a female as Vaidarbhi. So if we see this entire thing, we can try to understand that it's how much God loves us, that he wants to fulfill each and all of our desire, you know, even though we have rebelled against him, and we don't want to recognize his presence also. And but just like a loving father and caring father, he always wants to do everything for our own benefit. And so we can see that how he has created this 84 lakh species. We can't even imagine, you know, 84 lakh species. Like, it is, if we see, like, many a times, even when somebody loves somebody, then he is ready to go and take extra effort for them, you know. And of course, like in our temple also, like the kitchen, they make regular prasadam, spicy prasadam is there. And then there is non-spicy also, to take care of those devotees who may want non-spicy. And even in that, if there are some other people who are maybe suffering from diabetes or something, so then they have millet. And so we may have maybe 3-4 categories. But then still, some devotees may not be satisfied. They may say, "Arey, non-spicy mein sirf hamesha yehi ek kyun banta hai? Now, isme aur variety hona chahiye." So how much effort we try to put, or even at home, if we see, like mother, there may be 4 or 5 members in the family, but everybody may have different choices. But mother may maximum possible, maybe she may make 1 or 2 items. In our temple also, we at least have 2 sabjis in the lunch. So that, okay, if somebody is not happy with one, it does not like one sabji, at least there is some alternative available. But like that we may try, but there is a limit to how much we can. But here we see that Lord has created 84 lakh species, you know, just to cater to each and every individual's desires, whatever he may have. And then of course, like in material world, we see that we have so many desires, and then as soon as it is satisfied, then it is fulfilled, then we feel, no, this is, I don't want this, I want something else. So this is a constant thing in the material world. Whatever we may desire for some laptop or some gadget or anything for that matter. But as soon as we get that, we may be thinking, only if I could have that, then all my needs will be taken care of. I would be able to make nice PPTs, or I could make use it for nice preaching, this, that, and all, so many things. But as soon as we get that, then we feel, no, there is something else which we want. So, although our desires are constantly changing, and the Lord is there as a witness, and He is recording everything, and based on our desire and based on our karma, He is trying to fulfill our desires. And that's how Lord is facilitating our enjoyment. You know, everything is provided by the Lord. If you see that even whatever desire is there, all the human actually, the man can do is only desire. Like Prabhupada is explaining over here, the Lord, as Paramatma, helps the living being to get material happiness, because the living being is helpless in respect of obtaining what he desires. Although we may desire something, but actually speaking, we are helpless. And for everything, we actually need to depend on the Lord for providing. Like, Krishna explains that adhisthanam means this entire thing. Adhisthanam tatha karta karanam cha pratak vidam vividais cha pratak seva daivam chaivatra panchamam. For getting success or fulfilling any of our desire, there are various 5 kartas. Our individual desire is there, but apart from that, there is this body which, or the various ingredients which we get in this material world for fulfilling our needs or desires. Then there is the performer, the various senses are there. Even the senses have been given to us to perceive whatever desire, desire we may have. If we don't have those senses, we will not be able to satisfy our desire. And like that. And of course, and then he, as Paramatma, he actually sanctions whenever we have a desire to have some sense gratification. But then eventually we have to actually, it is for us to conclude that, oh, actually I will not be satisfied just by trying to satisfy my physical needs. Like we see, like earlier in childhood, when we were just small children. So at that time, our parents would buy us toy sets. If you remember, nowadays everything is on video game. But earlier we used to have. And of course, although as boy or girl also, we would have one kitchen set or maybe one another different other play game sets and all is there. And or maybe at Diwali we make a house and then we have different vessels and chula and all like that. And then as a matter of play, we would make various things, you know. And but after playing for a long time, when we make many things, okay, kheer banaya ya paratha banaya ya whatever, batata vada. And after making all that in the game, but when we ultimately feel hungry, then we know we can't be eating that, you know, whatever is made, because maybe most of the time the vessels are empty only. You know. When we actually feel hungry, then we actually have to go to our parents, our mother in the kitchen, and then have food from there. So similarly, by wandering in all these so many species of life, we have to actually come to that conclusion or to the right understanding that all our efforts in this material world are actually not going to satisfy us. It's only when we go back to the spiritual world and serve the Supreme Lord, it's only then that we actually become fully satisfied. And the reason why the Supreme Lord is actually accompanying the each and every Atma is that the Supreme Lord understands and he knows for sure that each and every Atma is actually his own part and parcel. The reason why we are not ready to acknowledge the presence of the God or love him and all is that because we have forgotten that we are actually part and parcel and it's our duty to serve the whole. So, but the Lord remembers this and he knows for sure. So, and Lord knows that I am the seed-giving father. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva yonishu kaunteya murteya sambhavantiya tasham brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapyata. So, all species of life, it's not only that only for human beings that Lord is actually entering the heart or is staying with him. But even for all other living entities, whether it's animals or bacteria or birds or plants, everything, everywhere the Lord is actually entering because he knows that each and every Atma is his own part and parcel. And we can actually understand that the Lord, depending on our desires, he actually gives us a suitable body, as is being explained over here, that he facilitates. He gives us based on our desire and qualification, the different types of bodies. And actually, it's the Lord's compassion that he is ready to join us, each and every living entity. Like it's even from not only the ant, even as in the worm in the stool. You know, even in such a place, the Lord is ready to go and reside with the living entity or the Atma. And that the only reason for that is that the Paramatma, he is thinking that in anticipation that maybe at certain point of time he is going to turn towards me, you know, and that time I should be available, you know. So the Atma and Paramatma both are there in the same body, and they are coming in contact with the material, with the material body and with the other material nature, but one is affected and the other is not. Like it was explained earlier also, like there are two birds sitting on the same tree, and one bird is actually eating the various fruits, sometimes the fruit is nice and sweet, and sometimes it is bitter or it is rotten. And but the other bird who's just observing, you know. So we can also see this, like sometimes when we are eating halwa, so at that time our hand actually becomes sticky. And after eating halwa, then we have to go and wash our hands maybe with soap and water and all everything. But the tongue through which we are actually eating, so with the tongue, it does not get sticky. It actually tastes the flavor, but it does not become sticky. It does not need to be washed. So here we can see that how one the same halwa is being eaten, and both are in coming in contact with the same item, but one becomes contaminated while the other does not. So and generally we see that one does not like to stay with someone who does not actually appreciate you, or who does not have affection towards you, you know. Like we don't like want to stay, like even the ashram also, many a times when we want to allot rooms, then people want that, okay, give me a separate room, don't give me in sharing, let me have my own space, you know. So, and even if I have to share, then that person has to be of my choice, matlab, where we are compatible, and that way, you know. But here we see that Paramatma is ready to stay with each and every one of us. And whatever, and although we are all totally rebellious, and we are envious of him, and if someone is an atheist, matlab, he doesn't even believe that you exist. But even with such a person, the Lord is ready to reside in his heart, and he never leaves him. Throughout all the, it's being explained over here, throughout the journey in this material world, the Paramatma is always there with the living entity. You know? So that is the type of affection or love which he is having towards each and every living entity, that he is ready to, once I heard from one, even if there is a very big person, very rich and multimillionaire, even if he has some love or some compassion for his servant or driver or somebody, it's not that he is ready to go and stay with him in Dharavi or maybe some other place, maybe in some place where there is a lot of garbage or near a biogas. Where it is smelling, he is not ready to go there. Why? He will say that, okay, I am having, I will provide you with whatever you want, but I will not come and stay over there with you. But here we see that Lord is ready, that he is ready to go even to the heart of the worm of the stool and stay over there. Why? Because he knows that, okay, at one point of time, sometime he will turn towards me, and I should be available for providing him with whatever he needs. So, because the Paramatma always feels that, okay, this living entity is a part and parcel of mine. And yeah, although he may be consistently forgetful of me, but I am not like that. So that is the compassion of a father. And Srila Prabhupada says that this is an example of how Krishna is supremely Krishna conscious. Because Krishna, as Paramatma, he is able to see each and every living entity in connection with the Supreme Lord. So that is why he is able to extend himself in this way and ready to live with them in under any circumstances. So we as a living entity, our normally in normal life, we say that honesty means to be always straightforward, not to hide anything, and to be means truthful always. But real and honesty, from His Holiness Radharan Swami Maharaj was mentioning, that real honesty means that we have to be truthful to our Paramatma. Because he is always constantly having notice of us. So if we are truthful towards him, or we are acting in such a way that we are able to please him, that is actual true honesty. And Srila Prabhupada also, in one of the lecture, he gives the example of how that Paramatma is there not only in this material world. When the material world, when the living entity enters, he falls down, that time Paramatma accompanies him. And but when the living entity actually goes back to the spiritual world, that time there, after that there is no role for Paramatma, because the living entity is going to have a relationship directly with the Supreme Lord. So that time Paramatma is not there. So it is just like a, for this specific journey, the Lord is expanding himself and coming along with the Jivatma. And the example is given, we may think that how is this possible? That Lord is expanding into so many numbers. If we just think that in so many Atmas are there and so many different Paramatmas, so many number. So actually if we see, like even when now Kumbh Mela is going on. So when Kumbh Mela is there, at that time before the Kumbh Mela or after the event, then that entire place is only like a ground. You know, it's a river bank or a basin or whatever. But during that event, then the government makes all arrangements. They appoint various IAS officers, collector and all to ensure that everything is nicely arranged for and nicely provided. Facilities are provided. So similarly, when the Jivatma, when the Atma actually enters the material world, then Lord says that, okay, this expansion, Paramatma will be there with you to ensure, to take care of your needs and whatever is that. And he is there not only in one lifetime. It's not that Paramatma changes. That same Paramatma is continuing through. So he has full record of whatever thoughts, actions and deeds, whatever we have done. He has full record of that. And he is there through all the various lifetimes. But the most unfortunate thing is that we are not grateful towards Paramatma, or we have not established our relationship with Paramatma. So in Bhagavatam Pingla, she is in her realization, when she was waiting for various people to come and satisfy her physical needs, and then she becomes frustrated because nobody comes, and then in that such a moment, she has a very deep, profound realization. And in her prayer, she says, Santam samipe ramanam rati pradam vita pradam nityam imam vihaya akamadam dukkha bhayadhishoka moha pradam tuchamaham bhajenja. She says that I am such a fool that I have given up the service of the person who stays most close to me. Santam samipe ramanam rati pradam. Paramatma is the person who is the closest to us as Jivatma. And he is the dearmost. He is ramanam rati pradam. And I am trying to, and he is the most dear. The most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is the bestower of real love and happiness, and the source of all prosperity. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desire and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation and illusion. You know? Dukkha, dukkha, bhayad and shokam. Moha pradam and tucham aham bhaje. So, it's not only for Pingla, it's for each and every one of us that we are trying to satisfy so many people or people around us, and but we are neglecting our Paramatma who is there along with us, who is our eternal well-wisher, who is there to provide us, to help us with in any condition of life. And but instead of serving him, we are trying to serve other people. So that is how foolish we are. And this was the realization of Pingala. And also Narad Muni also, he is explaining like as Paramatma, that his role is there that of only witness. He does not get affected by associating or being in such close proximity to us, the Jivatma, but he is not affected by that. He, in his prayers to Naranarayan Rishi in the 5th canto, he describes that how the Paramatma is there in the heart, And although he is seeing the living entity trying to enjoy this material world in various ways, but he is not getting affected. Usually what happens, whenever we see somebody else enjoying in his own senses and all, we also feel, get the desire, okay, why not I, me also? Let me also enjoy in that way. But the Paramatma, who's, although he's seeing this living entity trying to enjoy its senses for such a long time, but still he remains aloof. He is not afflicted by this. And like normally we see, that is the purpose of the advertisement industry. You know, just to show other people who are trying to enjoy their senses, although at least they seem to, they look like that. They are shown as enjoying, although they may be actually suffering after that. But that they do not show. They show only the smiling face. But they don't show the afterwards, after effects, what happens. You know? So here Paramatma is described as the only the witness who sees us, and just it is also explained that how Paramatma is the Chaitya Guru. He is accompanying us only with the intention or with the hope that someday we will turn back to him or take his help whenever we want his help. To turn towards the Supreme Lord. So, in the one very nice story of Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranjan story, there is this the example of how Puranjan, he was so much engrossed in sense gratification. And at the end of his life, he was totally attached to his wife. And so, the next life he gets that of a female body, and as Vaidharbhi. And in the next life, Vaidharbhi, she gets married to Malayadhvaja. And Malayadhvaja, during his life, towards his end of life, he was wanting to perform austerities, and eventually when he actually leaves his body, Vaidharbhi, she starts to feel so much of pains of separation from Malayadhvaja, that she begins to lament, she begins to cry for him, and she is very, very sad. And because of the separation from Malayadhvaja, her consort. And at that time, there is an old Brahmana who comes, and he actually speaks to Vaidharbhi. And so here, we see that this Brahmana, who is old Brahmana, who is coming and speaking to Vaidharbhi, he is none other than the Paramatma. Vaidharbhi is the living entity, and Malayadhvaja is described as the spiritual master. So, first, when the living entity actually becomes serious about knowing about the Supreme Lord, so then it is the Paramatma who actually directs him to a bona fide guru. And after following and serving the guru and his instructions and practicing sadhana bhakti, then when one actually becomes purified and he becomes pure. And then he is able to actually interact or converse with the Supreme Lord or the Paramatma, as is described in this. So, so in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada explains, he says that when in the beginning the living entity wants to know about the Supreme Lord, at that time Paramatma guides the living entity to a bona fide spiritual master. And then when he gets trained after practicing sadhana bhakti and following the instructions, like Vaidharbhi was serving Malayadhvaja for her entire lifetime, and then at the end when the spiritual master departs, then the disciple actually cries in separation from the spiritual master, and at that time then the Supreme Lord as the Chaitya Guru or the Paramatma in the heart, he actually is able to converse with or speak to or to the devotee or to the Atma. Like the other day, Baldev Prabhu was also explaining that how the Paramatma is there in the heart, but for normal materialist, he is actually shant, or he is not doing, he is not active, you know. But when does he become active? When somebody actually turns towards has a sincere desire to know about the Supreme Lord. So at that time, Paramatma becomes active and he wants to guide him. But Paramatma speaks, but a conditioned soul, he is not able to hear him. And he needs the help of a pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, or a spiritual master to understand what the Paramatma is saying. And then after following the instructions, once he purifies himself by practicing sadhana, then he becomes qualified and then he is able to directly interact or converse with the Paramatma or the super soul in the heart. And Krishna also explains that in Bhagavad Gita, that Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purmakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. So that is how, how Krishna is able to give that knowledge. To whom does he give that knowledge? He says, Tesham Satata Yuktanam. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So, to understand what the Paramatma is wanting to tell us, we will actually have to establish our relationship with the spiritual master, with the Guru. And then, the Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam, then Lord Krishna actually gives us the knowledge. And the Lord is also, Paramatma, as in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that Upadishtra Anumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. So, here also it is again stressed on that the Paramatma is actually only a witness of whatever the activity he does. He gives us the free will. At the same time, he is seeing that how we are using or utilizing this free will which he has given, whether we are using it for the right purpose or if we are misusing it. If we misuse, then of course he is there to punish us or chastise us just to ensure that we come to the right path. So, Krishna also explains that this entire material world, like we explained the three super Paramatma or super souls, how with one spark Krishna is able to do this entire thing. You know, he says, Athava bahu naitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyam idam prachnam ekam shena stito jagat. But what is the need there, means Arjuna, for all that is all this detailed knowledge, with a single fragment of myself I pervade and support this entire universe. You know? So just by one amsha, Krishna is maintaining this entire universe, and so many Paramatmas he has expanded into just to be there with each and every one of us. And one of the disciples of Prabhupada, he asked Prabhupada that we say or we read in scriptures that Paramatma is in the heart of the living entity. So what is he doing over there? Is he standing or is he sitting? So then Prabhupada actually closed his eyes and then he said, no, he's standing. Why? Because he's eagerly waiting that to see that when the living entity is going to turn towards me and then I'm there to take care of him. You know. So this entire Srimad Bhagavatam, we see, it is comprised of, it is explained, it is comprised of 10 topics. It says, Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshana mutaya Manvantara Ishanu Katha Nirodha Muktir Ashraya. So there are 10 divisions or 10 topics which are covered in Bhagavatam. But in the next verse, he says that actually Dashamasya Vishuddhartham Navanam Ihalakshanam Varnayati Mahatmanaha Shrutenarthena Chanjasa. He says the main actually topic for Srimad Bhagavatam is Ashraya, the 10th topic. And the other 9 topics are actually explained in so that it can be the 10th topic of giving ashraya or giving shelter to the living entity, that can be explained properly. And we see the reason for the Lord to expand or these various creation incarnations which he's taking as the Archa Vigraha form or the various avataras and or the Purusha avataras and which the main purpose of that is to provide, to ensure, to attract the living entities who are in this conditioned material world back to, and so that and to take them back to the spiritual world. And yesterday also Akinchan Krishna Prabhu was mentioning that the one of the best ways, especially for this Kali Yuga, the way the Supreme Lord actually incarnates is in the form of the holy name. Yeah. So and by chanting the holy name, the all the other processes also becomes very easy and successful. You know, it is actually the name of the Lord is more powerful than even the Lord himself. Like some time back I was listening to one class, or even by Amarendra Prabhu, even Shubhla Vilas Prabhu, I think he mentions in his book on Ramayana, that how taking shelter of Rama himself as an individual is, it is better to take shelter of his holy name. So he shared this example of how although Surpanaka, she wanted to be in the company of Lord Ramachandra. She approached Lord Ramachandra directly and she wanted to be with him. But eventually what happened to her? She actually lost her ears and nose. And on the other hand, there is this example of Shabari, the disciple of Matanga Rishi. She was there. She was taking, she did not, although Surpanaka, she took the effort of coming all the way to Panchavati in search and to meet with Lord Ramachandra over there. On the other hand, but her end was that she actually lost her ear and nose, and eventually she was not fit to marry anyone. But on the other hand, Shabari, she never went. She was staying in her ashram only, and there she was engaged in chanting the names of the Lord. And what happened was that Lord Ramachandra came in search of her, and when she met him, and then he actually delivered her and accepted her offerings. So we can see that taking shelter of the holy name, that actually helps us to clean our heart. So our heart is full of so much of kachara, so much of rubbish, and we have to actually make this fit place for our Paramatma, who's there. Matlab, he's there, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have actually kept him in such a dirty place. And we actually need to clean this up. And then once we clean, then and we turn to this process of chanting of the holy name which is given, that is the most effective way of removing all the anarthas from our heart, which have been accumulated for so many lifetimes. And this is the most powerful method. And by doing that, and taking guidance from our Chaitya Guru and our externally he's appearing as our spiritual master, and by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, and who has created this entire society just to help us so that we can engage in this process of devotional service and perfect our lives and go back to the spiritual world in the loving service of Lord Krishna. Thank you all very much for your kind and patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.